Why must you keep debating, arguing, and hesitating, and plaguing me with questions endlessly? Whether Jesus is a sinner, I know not, but I do know I can see. Perhaps it's your contention that this story's my invention, and yet you'll find the witnesses agree. Whoever Jesus is, I know not, but I do know I can see. I never knew the faces of my people. I never knew of color nor of light. My world was an eternity of darkness, till Jesus came and gave to me my sight. There's nothing I'm concealing, it's the truth I've been revealing, that through this man the Lord's been good to me. Whoever Jesus is, I know not, but I do know I can see. I know that I can see.
Supposing we accept as fact this rare phenomenon, how did this man restore your sight?
Explain just what was done.
Must I repeat it all again? I can't add anything new. Why keep on asking? Do you want to be disciples too?
You are his disciple, as the evidence discloses.
We are not his disciples, we are followers of Moses.
We know God spoke to Moses, as the sacred writing shows.
But as for this man Jesus, where he comes from no one knows.
Yes, as for this man Jesus, where he comes from no one knows.
Gentlemen, I declare I'm amazed of your doubt. I'm aware and amazed. Ne'er before do we find man with power of this kind, giving sight to the blind. I'm amazed. You don't know whence he comes. I'm amazed. So you turn down your thumbs. I'm amazed. You believe what I say, but you'll talk here all day to explain it away. I'm amazed, just amazed. You teach God shuns sinful men, but if God has given this power, what then? But you still won't confess. I'm amazed that through him God does bless. I'm amazed. Though this may seem unkind, you're the ones who are blind.
Presume to teach us, you product of the gutter, altogether born in sin, no doubt.
We won't give ear to blasphemy, nor else you care to utter your verdict, brethren.
Throw the beggar out.
Poor Benjamin had really roused the council's indignation. But Jesus saw it and found him as he wandered on his way. And something else exciting happened to our friend that day.
Jesus
found him and said to him,
"Do you believe in the Son of God?"
He answered,
"Who is he? Tell me, so that I may believe in him."
Jesus answered,
"You have seen him. You are talking to him right now."
And Benjamin replied,
"Lord, Lord, I believe."
And he worshipped him. First Christ was a voice coming through the dark, stirring up an outcast's hope and faith. Something in that voice, something in that touch, made the man obey him, go and bathe. When his eyes were washed, he received his sight. Benjamin then wondered from that hour, just who was this man, prophet, something more, someone close to God to have such power. Now the truth was known as he beheld him face to face, and our Lord performed another miracle of grace.
There was I in the dark, never knowing of the love of God, till Jesus came, and now I know God cares.
Son of God, and through his love I found how much God cares.
There was I in the dark,
never knowing of the love of God, till Jesus came, and now I know God cares.
Love, you'll find out.